So, we're right here in Positives Festival on the Pop-Up Radio. Svej Ha, and with me is Greg from Cigarettes After Sex. And I'm going to ask this first question very slowly, because sometimes people just run over it. How are you feeling?
Feeling really good. I feel totally refreshed, actually. We've been touring a lot, and we kind of had a more of a chilled out night last night. So, we feel better. I feel better.
All right, welcome back to Positives Festival. It's second year in a row. So far, did you get a chance to see what's new, or how what's the feeling to come back?
No, it's great. We had such a great time last time. It was sort of a new level for us, with the audience just being as extremely fanatical as they were and so loving and warm. So coming back here just felt like revisiting a really good dream you had or something like that. So, and it's just great. Everything seems really like pretty much the way it was, and it's really refreshing. It's nice.
Have you ever had the same dream in your life?
Reoccurring dream? I don't think so. Like the sort of reoccurring dreams everyone has. Not really. I kind of always have a random one.
So you mentioned that you had a chill out night and you're refreshed. When you're touring, what are the things that take away your energy and what are the ones that give you energy?
It's definitely drinking all night and staying out all night and partying, because it's really hard for us not to go out and party. Because every time you play a show, or at least with us, we get this kind of high just from like the crowd and everything. And even if you're tired before you play the show, you'll play the show and then all of a sudden you'll be really hyped up and you want to meet everybody and talk to everybody. So I think we go a little too far and we party too much. So that's been our downfall. It makes us tired every morning.
Do you think at some point you might get tired of partying?
I don't know. I don't think so. I've been partying for my whole life since I was like 15 or younger. So I think it's just going to keep going. I'll probably, you know, I'll be 100 and I'll still be partying or something like that.
What's up in the future? What can we expect from Cigarettes After Sex?
Definitely a lot of touring. We're pretty much going to tour everywhere we can go. And anywhere we have fans, we're definitely just going to be there. So we're going to South America, we're going to Mexico, we're going to, we just went to Russia, we're going to Indonesia. We're kind of just going everywhere we can go. So a lot of touring. And also there should be a lot of new music coming out as well by the end of the year, and maybe next year. And we're just going to keep recording and keep putting things up.
Please do. We love it. When you perform, and also the music itself, it's very emotional. If we talk about emotions, have you had a moment when you shouldn't laugh, but you're laughing?
I think so. I think it's that kind of thing where if something kind of bad happens or something that kind of messes you up inside, you end up kind of laughing at that. It's just because what else are you going to do? You have to kind of just put a brave face on it. Or you just have to kind of get rid of the sting of the pain or something. But it's something that's happened to me over and over again. It's hard to think of an exact moment when it happened, but I've definitely been through that plenty.
All right. Would you be up for a game? When I was driving here to the festival, I wrote 64 obscure questions.
Okay.
And if you don't want to answer the question you choose, then you just say the next one.
Okay.
Give me a number.
15.
15. Is that the age when you kissed first?
No, I was actually younger.
You were younger?
I was younger. I think I was, must have been 10 years old. I was early on that front, at least. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's cool that the question is kind of connected to this. Okay. Do you believe in the phrase age is just a number?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think if you look at relationships throughout history and throughout time and everything, it's just people can be divided by many, many years. And if they love each other, then that's all that really matters, you know. And obviously, you know, with other ideas there, but I really think it's just people that love each other, love each other. The age is just, it is just a number.
All right. Love and happiness and everything else. Thank you so much for being so open and honest.
Definitely, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We can't wait to hear you. Thank you so much. Gregs Gonzalez no Cigarettes After Sex. Iesākumā atbildi uz jautājumu, kā viņš jūtas. Un atbildi ļoti vienkārši. Viņš jūtas lieliski, jo ir sanācis ļoti daudz pēdējā laikā uzstāties tūrē. Taču vakar bija iespēja nedaudz atslābt un atpūsties. Šeit pozitīvsā viņi jau ir otro gadu pēc kārtas. Un uz jautājumu, kā tad ir atgriezties, Gregs atbildi, ka ir forši sajūta. Jo par pozitīvus bija palikusi tāda kā atmiņa, kā par sapni, līdz ar to ir sajūta, ka viņš atgriežas sapnī. Esot tūrē tik daudz, bieži vien sanāk patērēt diezgan daudz enerģijas. Jautāju, kas tieši ir tas, kas paņem enerģiju un kas dod. Un Gregs atzīst, ka patiesībā jau tās ballēšanās pēc koncertiem ir tās, kas to enerģiju paņem visvairāk. Taču tur nu neko nevar padarīt, viņiem ļoti patīk ballēties. Pat ja pirms koncerta viņi ir nedaudz saguruši, tad pēc koncerta enerģijas apjoms ir neaprakstāms. Balīties sanāk bieži vien arī iepazīt jaunus cilvēkus. Gregam tas ļoti patīk, taču viņš atzīst, ka sanāk diezgan daudz atbildēt uz vieniem un tiem pašiem jautājumiem. Tas viņam ir kā labs izaicinājums, jo vienmēr jau var pateikt kaut ko jaunu. uz jautājumu, vai viņam ir kaut kas tāds, ko viņam patīk, ko viņš mīl uzdot citiem cilvēkiem, ko viņš tikko ir saticis, viņš saka, ka samērā grūts jautājums un uzreiz prātā nekas tāds nenāk. Nākotnē no Cigarettes After Sex mūs sagaida ļoti daudz tūras. Viņi dosies uz Ameriku, uz Meksiku, pēc tam arī uz Krieviju un vēl un vēl un vēl. Tāpat arī rudenī, ziemā gaidām jaunu albumu. Ņemot vērā, ka Cigarettes After Sex mūzika ir diezgan emocionāli jautāja, vai ir gadījies kāds mirklis, kad, nu, absolūti nevajadzētu smieties, bet tomēr ļoti nāk smiekli. Gregs atzīst, ka tādu gadījumu ir bijuši daudz, konkrēti gan viņš izcelt nevar, taču, nu, ir brīži, kad gluži vienkārši ir jāsaņemās. Spēlim spēli, lūdzu nosaukt skaitli no 1 līdz 64 un izvēlēties jautājumu. Noslēgumā vaicāja, vai viņaprāt var piekrast frāzē, ka vecums tas ir tikai skaitlis. Un Gregs atzīst, ka mīlestībā pavisam noteikti, ja divi cilvēki viens otru mīl, nav nozīmes, cik kuram gadu.